This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're moving on to Today on Twitter, where we're asking a very important question. Are zombies real? Because Train to Busan is trending in Malaysia after news of a quote-unquote zombie epidemic that's happening in Canada.
Okay, so this relates to a really, really excessively clickbaity headline. I have to say that. You need to know that up front. Two things. The headline is incredibly clickbaity and there is no zombie epidemic, although this is what they always say at the start of the movie.
We're doing a war of the worlds. We're running very close.
I know. And then the second thing is that if you are a fan of the zombie genre and you somehow have not seen Train to Busan, would recommend. Very good. So all of this stemmed from a tweet that's kind of going viral from Haziq, who says, basically, is this real? Is this the beginning of Train to Busan? And it was a screenshot of a news story about said zombie epidemic, and it relates to an infection called chronic wasting disease, or CWD, which is spreading through deer populations in West Canada. Now, deer are the most common host for the disease, but CWD is also capable of infecting other animals. When very much now in Canadian territory, including elk, moose, and caribou. So this is also not a new story. I think, however, maybe it was just newly picked up by a local outlet and hence the tweet.
If you look at the signs of the infection, that's where the zombie connection starts getting clearer, right? So infected animals get sicker, they become thin and weak, but they lose their fear of humans and other predators. They exhibit drooling, stumbling, poor coordination, behavioral changes. They are able to infect other animals, and the symptoms basically have led people to refer to it as the zombie disease. That lack of fear, there are stories of deers just sort of coming up and, you know, smashing into people, or, you know, people typically that they would run away from. Yeah, so I must admit, when I first read this story, and you know, I read versions of this from Canada a couple of years ago, it did sound like the start of a horror film, so I can see the appeal of the imagination.
It didn't sound like the start of a horror film. It sounds like the start of Train to Busan. It really is almost frame for frame the literal beginning of that movie, which is why that comparison is being made, and I get it. So there are a lot of tweets kind of just laughing at this, but laughing semi-ironically, I want to say. I think everybody is kind of hedging their bets a bit. So,
do you really want to be the person who laughed at the actual zombie apocalypse?
Like I said, we are the start of the film. We are the people who go like, don't worry, everybody, it's fine. And then, you know,
Somewhere there's a scientist with a blackboard not being taken seriously.
This is what I'm saying. So we have a bunch of tweets. Normie says, better train myself for that possible zombie apocalypse. Hello, bow and arrow. Meanwhile, Ayu says, Train to Busan in real life? Oh, no. And then, yeah, Gendra is pointing out, isn't that the starting scene of Train to Busan? Meanwhile, we have Jib who says, finally, I can be in a movie.
Is that the movie you want to be in, though?
A lot of people want to be in a zombie movie. We've talked about this on our other show, Popcorn Culture, but I think that there is this drive to know if you could survive a zombie apocalypse. Now, why you would want to prove that, I don't know. But I have been in enough casual conversations with fans of the zombie genre who would like to try out a zombie apocalypse to know that this is not an uncommon thought.
We have Miao Min, clearly a plant parent, saying, tak sangka training selama ni akan berguna juga nanti. With a picture of plants and their respective powers from Plants versus Zombie. I love it.
Yes, we've all been training in a variety of ways. Who knows, right? Yeah, Potato Cantik says, nampaknya aku orang terawal jadi zombie sebab jarang exercise, which is quite delightful, especially because of the handle Potato.
Yes, and Potato, I wanted to say that I would probably be right there with you because I don't have it in me to hack at people or fight with zombies. I think I'll throw myself to the zombie hordes.
We've talked about this before. I 100% would not fight. I would not try and see this out. I am definitely that person in a zombie movie who just... that unpopular character, you never see them, but the ones who just give up. Nobody likes them because, you know, nobody wants to admit, but I will. I will say that I would just give up.
So, it's Monday. We felt like we wanted to talk about zombies for some reason. Let us know. We're talking about this because a tweet has gone viral, picking up on an older story from Canada, where deer have been exhibiting symptoms that seem similar to zombies. So we're asking you, are you prepared for a zombie apocalypse? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:52. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we had to play that song. I mean, we just had to. Because on today on Twitter, we were talking about hashtag train to Busan and questions from Malaysia in particular about whether the zombie apocalypse was real. This is coming on the wake of a deer disease that is displaying symptoms similar to zombie apocalypses, really. So we've been asking you, are you ready for the zombie apocalypse? We're getting so many messages, all in the tone that I very much expected. Please keep them coming. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Here are the messages.
Sharmila, where are our fellow giver uppers?
They're not here. Everyone here looks like they're ready to like hold a hatchet and like run down the street and hack at zombies. Like, I'm feeling very... What's the word? I'm feeling useless.
Don't worry about it. When it comes, you'll be in the majority. So it's fine.
We all like to think we're the hero. We're actually the extra in the corner.
I mean, maybe not the people who are messaging us. So let's see. We have Loke who says, you can't even stay put in your own home for a few months and you think you can survive a zombie attack? Come on. So ignoring the criticism of segments of our society there, I will say, is the home the safest place to be? Now it depends, right? Because you might not want to stay put in your home in the event of a zombie apocalypse. Depends where you are.
I'm torn on this. A part of me thinks if you live on, say, the 25th floor and the elevators aren't working, you'd be safe in your apartment.
Can they climb? It really depends.
But then where are you going to get food? How are you going to go out?
Water goes out?
Yeah, see? So I don't know. I'm really torn. We have, let's see, an anonymous listener who says, finally can kill zombie versions of the people in my little black book. Only downside is zombies eat brains but leave politicians alone.
Well, I think we should have seen some of this sort of snipiness coming, mm-hmm. and I'm very appreciative of it. Anonymous, how big is your little black book? How long have you been looking forward to this? There's an amount of glee in your message. We also have Boyi who says, imagine a zombie attack on a crowded KTM train. That's a movie. That's a movie. What, Train to Perlis? Is that what I'm thinking of?
I'm imagining all those Emily in Paris memes, you know, Emily in Perlis, Emily. And I kind of now want to see a Malaysian version of those, but with Train to Busan.
I just would like to see, because in Train to Busan, again, the movie plays on a number of character stereotypes, right? As most zombie or disaster movies tend to do. There's the guy that you really want to survive. There's the other guy that you know isn't going to make it because he's horrid. And I would just be super curious to know, what are the Malaysian stereotypes that we're going to see? You remember the aunties that live in Train to Busan? Are we going to have like auntie versions? I just think that this movie would be kind of tremendous.
I feel like our version of the movie, given the tone of the messages we've gotten today and in the past, will include at least one politician that no one likes.
Who just, maybe that day, decided to spot check KTM.
Oh my God, that would actually happen. We have a number of people sort of appreciating our song choice there. Stephen, Edward, thank you. Let's see, we have Shamil saying, judging that I go to work at 4 a.m. and leave at 6 p.m. these days, I feel like I'm halfway already to becoming a zombie. But if I do, I hope I'll be the funny zombie from movie Zombie Kampung Pisang rather than those from The Walking Dead. Those zombies are rather depressing to be.
They are. This is the thing. But thank you, Shamil, for joining us on the zombie train, mm-hmm. for agreeing that perhaps the easiest path forward in a zombie apocalypse is simply to join the horde. You're right. I mean, if given a choice, of course I would prefer to be a fun zombie. But I don't know. It really depends. There are so many different types. Will I be slow moving? Am I going to shuffle? Will I be able to run? Sometimes they can open doors.
So I'm thinking of warm bodies where, you know, zombies with personality. I think I wouldn't mind being those.
We'll see. I mean, our time will come, Sharmila, depending on how chronic wasting disease goes.
Keep those thoughts coming. Do you think you're ready for the zombie apocalypse? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.